Hello everybody, welcome to our webinar. Today we will talk about Egypt e-invoicing model, but we kindly ask you to wait a couple of minutes for the other participants. Thank you. I guess we can start. So hello again, everybody. Today, firstly, we will give you brief information about our company and then our regulatory technology specialist will mention what is the details of the Egypt invoicing, and we will learn how does the new invoicing system work. And after we clarify the regulation part, we will be talking about the SNI solution details. And lastly, we will try to answer all of your questions in Q&A part. And now I will give the microphone to my colleague Ege Akbaş, and who will be the speaker today for the regulatory part, to introduce them himself. So Ege, could you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Ege. I am regulatory technology specialist at SNI. I uncovered the complex rules and procedures of digital transformation of tax compliance. Basically, I research worldwide e-invoicing, SAFTI and other VAT and GCT reporting regulations, digital reporting regulations. Thank you very much, Merve.
Thank you, Ege. I also want to introduce myself. So my name is Merve Koç. I've been working with SNI like 3 years as a project manager, and now I'm also responsible for the international account management. And now I can give you brief information about our company, SNI. SNI is a SAP sub-developer company, which was founded in 2006. And we have more than 100 employees now, and our main headquarters is located at Istanbul, Turkey. But we have partners offices through the across Europe, like Hungary, Poland, United Kingdom, and Slovenia, and so on. And now we have maybe more than 30 country solutions, and we have more than 500 clients, and 70% of them is a multinational companies. And also all of our solutions are SAP certified, and we are member of ESPA, and we are also certified access point of PEPOL. And you can see that our products are used by businesses across the globe. And these are a couple of our references who allows us to use their logo. Of course, we have more than these clients, but as I mentioned, only a couple of them allows us to use their logo. So that's why we put our client's name here. And for the regulation part, I will give the microphone to Ege, and he will just explain the regulation of EGIP invoicing. Ege, please.
Merve, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Hello again. Thank you for participating in the webinar. And I will talk about regulation of electronic invoicing in Egypt. ETA, Egyptian Tax Authority, first obligated 134 businesses to use electronic invoicing for all B2B transactions through the portal of ETA, starting from 15 November. It started like 2 weeks ago. ETA is responsible for the whole setup and maintenance of the system. All the invoices are sent to the portal. The invoicing obligation is expected to expand to the other taxpayers in the coming months, next year. After the first phase of 134 companies, second phase starts in February with 350 more companies. And the third phase in the middle of May will include the rest of the companies in the Center for Large Taxpayers of Tax Authority. It's, as I know, it's around 2,000 other large companies. There are four main properties of invoices listed by ETA. First, it has specific components and characteristics. Second, it is prepared and signed electronically through a digital signature. And it's submitted and received by the taxpayer through the online portal of ETA. And the tax authority reviews and verifies all the invoices received from the taxpayers. So when we come to the invoicing system, there are three main steps. First, all the companies have to register by ETA. Second, companies will start test environment after communication with ETA. Third, after the tests go successful, companies and companies develop the solution, they can go live. Supplier sent all the invoices in XML or JSON format to the ETA portal via web service. Buyers must download the invoices manually from the portal. So there is no web service to the ERP portal for receiving. And information such as the tax identification number, national ID number, name, and domicile of the vendor are required in the purchase invoice. And after sending the next year, after sending the VAT invoices, all the VAT declarations will be automatically filled via the sent invoices by taxpayers. Each invoice is digital signed and receives a unique ID to ensure data security of the transactions between companies. Companies that issue more than 5 invoices per day must use an HSM device for digital signature. If they issue less than 5 invoices, they can use the USB device. Separate schemes exist for credit note and debit note. This is important. And there is one for invoice, one for credit notes, and one for debit notes. And these credit and debit notes have to include reference to the original documents by providing the ID of the invoice. So how is the ERP integration process? Egyptian tax authorities have published an overview of the steps in order to integrate taxpayers to the ERP system. First of all, registration, as I told you, by the tax authority employees. After that, inviting other representatives and registering the system. and creating a taxpayer identity for the system, getting system credentials for API access during system registration. After the registration, the taxpayer will receive client ID and client secret, which is username and password, to use the portal to send invoices. Then getting and registering ECL certificate from the one of the official certification service providers in Egypt, such as Egypt Trusts. When they have the ECL certificate, they can sign the invoices. And then they can log into the portal and call system APIs and send the documents, submit documents, retrieve documents, and then send documents. They can send documents via web service. And then they will finally get notifications for every invoice they sent or for every activity they do on the portal. Also, all the other companies not listed can register in the already registered in the portal to get to download the invoice for their if they are the recipients. Thank you. Merve, you can continue.
Thank you, Ege. Now we can answer the question, how can SNI help you part? And as you might know, there are three main steps in the end-to-end solutions. These are like data extraction, data retrieving from SAP, and data mapping and processing, and also communication with the government. So for the data extraction from SAP, we do not extract any data out of SAP because of the data consistency. We extract all of your data within SAP. And for the data mapping and processing, for the Egypt solution, we work with the output type. So while we're extracting your data, we will be converting to the required format, which is XML or JSON file format, again within SAP. And we do not, you do not need any third party for the data mapping and processing. And also with the communication with the tax authority, you can send the created file, the required file to the tax authority directly from SAP. Because also Egypt government allows us to make direct communication. So you can send directly from SAP. So SNI covers all these three main steps within just a single SAP add-on, eliminating the need for any external or third-party systems or services. So let's look at the general architecture of B2B invoicing. So you can see all of the process here, and actually, SNI simplifies this process. The SAP add-on automatically extracts the relevant invoice data, and this data is then formatted to XML or JSON file. So user can also progress using SNI e-invoice cockpit. They can monitor all of the process in that cockpit. And after we create your file, we need to send it to tax authority system with the signature. So that's why we also cover the signing part in our solution. And for the first phase, you will just need to submit your outgoing invoices to the ETA portal. But in the second phase, we assume that it will be like 2021, you will also able to send your invoices to your recipient directly, because as Ege mentioned, for now we just need to get your incoming invoices directly from the ETA portal. And for the submission part, I also want to mention that we need a middleware. between your SAP system and between the your SAP system and the tax authority system. So this middleware can be your on-premise server, the local server, and it can be SNI cloud server. You can send via our server too. And you can see the required format examples here. We actually prepare both of them. So you can actually, we can do the developments as your preference. And here you can see the SNI cockpit that I mentioned in the architecture. So users can manage all of the processes in just one screen. After we create the required format, the required file, user will see the invoice here. And in this screen, there are a lot of information like customer number, SAP invoice number, some type of amounts and billing or created dates, etc. And the most useful column is maybe a document status column, because users can follow up the document situation with these numbers. So if there isn't taken any action for the document, the status will be like 11. And after you sign it or you envelope the document, the status will be like S1. And then after you prepare the envelope, you sign your document, you need to send it to Ministry of Finance. And if the invoice delivered the government's portal successfully, the status will be like 16. So we will get the response immediately, and the status will change immediately for sure. And if there is an error, the status will be like 17. And we will be able to see the error code in the envelope XML. And also there are some functional buttons like HTML button. I can show you here. And this HTML display buttons is for the end users, because of course we have an button for to show XML or JSON file, but since these are not human readable version, we also prepared enough HTML version, and users can check their invoices with that version. And also we have a reference document button, so you can go directly to your SAP record. And also we have an send email button. You can directly send your invoices as a HTML or XML format to your customers or to your colleagues directly from your SAP screen. And also, if you want to learn more detail about the solution, you can reach us for a short demo. We can show you in the SAP system. And we can now talk about some benefits for the SAP users. Our solutions have multitude of benefits for the SAP users. They can be easily integrated without recurring the installation of SAP OSS node. And there is no need to employ a third party SAP consultant. So it saves time and money. And all of our solutions are compatible with the most SAP versions, meaning you won't need any upgrades for your system. We support ECC 4.7 and also higher R3 versions. And also we support S4HANA. And finally, all of our solutions are SAP certified, as I mentioned, and you can trust that they will run smoothly and reliably. So for SAP companies, SNI provide easily integrated solutions maximized for your existing systems and infrastructures. And of course, there are some benefits for the managers and executives. Our solutions are comprehensive, flexible, and global. We provide end-to-end solutions implemented either on-premise, through the cloud, or as a hybrid, which can be scaled globally for ease and efficiency. So we aim to be the single partner globally for our clients, helping them save time, cut costs, and reduce risk. And for the support part, we are dedicated to provide rounded and continuous support to our customers. So, of course, after the initial implementation training and documentation is provided, we help our customers in their transition with the ongoing advice and assistance. So we have an ongoing support system, like a ticket system. After your projects are completed, you will be assigned a single point of contact who will be your support manager. And of course, for the local tax authorities updates, we will always keep you informed about the, any regulatory change or developments. And also we will add these updates to our solution, and we will announce the, what is change and what needs to be done in your system. And your support manager will guide you about that part. So also we actually cover, as I mentioned, the, all of the maintenance and regulatory updates, and we will cover to keep you informed. So SNI support offering reflects our commitment to long-term relationship with our customers. So thank you for your listening. Now you can write your questions via Q&A screen, and we will try to answer all of your questions. Thank you.
We have a question from anonymous attendee. Does this mean that the SAP solution have to be an add-on, or is there also the possibility to implement the solution in SAP document compliance? Our solution is different from the SAP solution. So our solution is an SAP add-on. It doesn't have to be an SAP add-on, but SNI provides an SAP add-on, which is different from the common SAP solution. Thank you.
And Daniel also asked for the, where can we find the list of which companies are included? Actually, we also get the second batch list like 2 days ago. They announce it, and that's why we just get it like an Arabic version, and we will we are trying to translate it. So we will learn the these 350 companies will be on the list as a second page soon. And maybe if you just send us an email, we can share with you the Arabic version. And Mohammed Sadek asked for the sending sign-in data to the ETA portal will be from SAP or from local API. Actually, we cover all of the APIs that the Egypt government share. And so with the signing and the sending part, our solution covers these steps, and all of the process will be completed directly from your SAP. So one of our participants asked for the, do you have any solution for that? Yes, we have an SAP add-on solution. The screens that I share about the SAP screens is all of our, actually for all of our Egypt solutions screens. So we have an Egypt solution, so you can just reach us for a short demo maybe. Actually, when the Arnold asked for the, does the company still require the HSM or is this covered in your solution? So for that part, I want to mention that we have our own HSM device and we are waiting for the approval from the Egypt government to use our HSM device for our customers. I guess we will get an approval for that part. And after we get the official approval, you can just use our HSM device for the signing and sending part. You will not need for an HSM device.
There is a question from Amr El Sayed. What if the Oracle Business Suite instead of SAP? Currently, we don't provide a solution for Oracle, but we provide for SAP RP over 4.6 and SAP S/4HANA. Thank you.
Thank you again. And also one of our participants asked for the electronic signature. Is it handled in our solution or not? Actually, for the electronic signature, you will get your digital signature from the an official company in Egypt, like Egypt Trust. And once you get the USP token or the electronic certificate, you will just plug into your server and we will just provide some softwares for the signing part. And so we will cover the signing process, of course. And Mokhtar asked for is this solution certified from SAP? Yes, all of our solutions are SAP certified. And there is a question for the inbound invoices. Actually, for now, the government wants you to go to ETA portal to download your incoming invoices, inbound invoices. But when they allow us to get your inbound invoices electronically to your ERP system, for sure we will be implementing it our solution and you will be able to see your incoming invoices in our solution in the SAP sequence. And Nicola asked for the our solutions have an SAP middle software. Also asked for the if they want to only solution for the signing part, can we offer or not? Since our solution is an end-to-end solution, we provide all of these extraction, signing, and sending part in just one SAP add-on solution. So that's why we cannot separate them. So you need to get all of the solution from SNI.
There is a question from Bruno Co. How rich is the content of the supported invoices, 50, 100 data fields or complete content as practiced in the industry? There are a lot of fields, data fields. Some of them are mandatory and some of them is voluntary, but it replaces paper invoices. So it's similar to the one in practice in the industry. If you want to take a look, then send you the all the list of the content, so you can look by yourself, you can see better, because there are many data fields.
And Rodriguez asked for the official provider name for the e-signature. In the Egypt, it is Egypt Trust. You can just get your e-signature digital certificate from the Egypt Trust. And Mohammed Hussein asked for the implementation time. Based on our experiences, the invoicing model for the projects, it took like 6 to 8 weeks to complete it. But it actually includes the kickoff meetings, demo, some agreement issues, and also training and user acceptance tests. And Mohammed Hisham, I guess, asked how the our solution read the invoices from the SAP tables or not. Actually, as I mentioned in the presentation, we will work with your output type. So we will just need your output type that you have already used in Egypt to print your invoices. And we will get the information directly from SAP records, and we will write this information in our SNI tables. And Mokhtar also asked for the references in Egypt. Yes, we are now actually working with like 7 or 8 companies in Egypt, and if maybe Mokhtar, can you reach us, we can give the couple of name, of course, when they allows us to use the name. And there are some questions about the implementation fee, but actually we prepare the proposals according to your number of SAP instance and company code. So if you can reach us for the proposal or demo, we can prepare official proposal. And also, if you just join this, since you just joined the webinar, we will also be sharing the record of the webinar with you after the webinar completes.
There is another question. Do we have to register with Minister of Finance first in order to get the test environments? Yes, that's correct. You have to contact, you have to communicate with the Minister of Finance or Egyptian Tax Authority in order to start registration. And then there is also a test environments and production environments government provides. You can do the tests there. You can check if the ITAR receives the invoices or not.
And Ahmed Nasser asked actually 3 questions. One of them, did you implement this solution with any company in Egypt? Yes, actually we completed all of the tests, and some of them just go live, and also Ahmed asked for the tested signing part. For if they just use the USB token, we test the signing part. But for the HSM, we are waiting for the devices that requested from the ETA. And the other question is, do you have any solution can work with other systems? So we actually are, all of our solutions are SAP based, but we have also an web portal, like a non-SAP solution, but it's now under development, but we can actually talk the details if you just reach us. And there's a question, is there any development needed from the companies installing the add-on? Actually, there is no additional development in customers' system because, as I mentioned, we will just work with your output type. And if you have an if you have a non-problem with your SAP records, with your output type, there will be no additional development. And also we will share the solution as a tool transport files. And it's really easy to import it to SAP systems. So there will be no any technical requirements also.
There is a question from Maite Rodriguez Velasco regarding credits and debits. They're only accepted with reference to previous invoice. We have the case of credits not related with a particular previous invoice, like rebate invoices. Actually, that's yeah, that's correct. They are only accepted with it's a UUID, unique ID is the mandatory fields, but usually in other invoicing legislations, there are also credit and debit notes without reference. So, but in Egypt, it's mandatory to give the reference. In this case, I will come back with your question about this kind of invoices, credit invoices. Which doesn't relate with a particular previous invoices. I will note it and come back to you. Thank you.
And also Abdullah asked for the, they have, I guess, an in-house software for the creating the XML. So he is asking for to help the sign the invoices. But as I mentioned, we have an, our solution is an end-to-end solution. So actually our solution covers the creation of XML and signing process and also sending process. So we cannot just separate them. So you need to use solution as it is. And there's a question, the solution will require any additional license. Actually, no, since this our solution is an add-on solution, we have our own license. And so it will be enough to get the license agreement with us. There will be no additional license. Mokhtar asked for the what are the requirements if we need this solution on-prem. Actually, if you just use your on-premise server as a middleware, you will be responsible for the maintenance of the server, and we will just provide some software for the signing and sending part, and we will do the communication customizations in the our SAP tables. And there will be no additional requirements for that part.
There is a question from Haytham Mukhtar. Will this solution be obligatory from government? I think you mean the regulation. This regulation is already mandated for 134 companies, and as I told you, it will expand to around 2,000 companies, and after that, this is for B2B, business to business, and then after July, it is expected that the regulation will expand for B2C invoices, also for B2C invoices. There is another question from Muhammad Hisham. What is the frequency of the sending invoice to ETA? Are invoices sent at the time of the creation or at a certain time of the day? There is no frequency, there is no time set for sending the invoices. So it's not a big issue to send the invoices like within the day. But it is a kind of real time. So when you issue the invoice, you send the invoice to this portal so that the recipient can download the invoice. So as I told you, it's not very immediate, like sending is not very immediate, but it's advised that you should send it immediately for the recipient.
And there's a question about how to extract invoice data from SAP. Actually, for the Egypt invoicing solution, we will work with the output type, as I mentioned. And after we start the project, you will be assigned a single point of contact as a project manager. And we will just share with you some Excel files. It will include the company definitions and some document type customizations. So your business team will fulfill these Excel sheets, and we will just implement it our solution. We will actually customize it in our tables. So the data extraction will be based on these customizations in SNI tables, and also based on the output type that you will share with us for the Egypt.
Okay, sending invoices to tax authority done automatic by the add-on. Yes, by creating a batch job, you can send all the invoices automatically without a need to manually sending all the invoices. If you have a lot of invoices, It's very practical. We will just create a batch job that will send all the invoice automatically.
Miguel Martinez asked, the cost is only based on single license or also in number of documents, like documents and SAP. Actually, we have a one-time license fee model. So we actually share the proposal based on the single license. It will include one SAP instance and one company code, and there will be no additional fee for the number of for your number of documents you have. And there are some questions for the references in Egypt. As I mentioned, of course we have references, but if you just can send us an email, we can just share the companies when they allow us to use their name as a reference.
Yeah, we already finished some of the implementations for some of the multinationals, branch of multinationals in Egypt. We have around 5 customers, clients, which are finished. And we are incoming other customers. We are already developing the solution. So if you reach us, we are more than happy to share them with you. There is a,
And I guess there is a question for the, again, for the implementation timeline. Maybe some of our participants missed that part, so I will just re-answer it. Based on our experiences, the project timeline for the Egypt solution is like 6 to 8 weeks. So it includes the demo kickoff and licensing, and also the implementation and user acceptance test and training part. So actually we assume that the companies will go live in 6 to 8 weeks after we start.
There is a question from Muhammad Hussein. Is the add-on work on outbound and inbound invoices? We have completed the outbound process, which was mandatory. Inbound invoices currently can be downloaded by the recipients through the portal, because ETA just mentioned that to us, that the inbound parts, the receiving inbound parts for by web services, will be activated at a later date. So when they allow to for the inbound parts, we will develop the inbound part also for the inbound cockpit for the SAP to receive all the invoices, to extract all the invoices directly from the ETA's portal. There is another question from Gada Ala. Hey, I want to ask if this add-on can work with SAP Business One. No, we don't support SAP Business One.
But for these cases, maybe you can use our non-SAP solution, which is like which will be like a web portal. For more information, you can reach us.
So the add-on will read invoice from SAP tables and convert it to XML, JSON, and send directly to government. Yes, that's exactly what
we do. Yes.
What we do? Yeah. What our add-on, SAP add-on, do? Yeah. There is a question from Mohammed Sadek, and if this SAP survey from the token server in a different country, is there any middleware to sign and send back the signed document to SAP and send to ATA portal? Actually, I don't know this the answer to this question. I will share it with my technical team, and we will get back to you regarding your question. Again, Ayman Kairi, sorry if I pronounce your name not correct. Should we use SAP Cloud Platform integration as communication platform, or should we use HSM? HSM is not for communicating, it's actually signing the invoice, and then SNI has a communicator also, cloud communicator or on-premise communicator that can send the invoice to the government. It is actually, it must be doable if you want to use another platform to send the invoices. But I will also look for another more concrete answer for this question for the SAP Cloud Platform and then come back to you.
Doa asked for the, I guess it's an ERP system like ERP ODOO instead of SAP. Actually, I don't know what you mentioned as a EDOO, but since you are not using SAP as an ERP, again, you can reach us for the non-SAP solution, like web portal solution. I guess we tried to complete, to answer all of the questions. But if you think that you didn't get the answer, please contact us via email and we will try to answer all of your questions in the email. And again, do you have any comment? Maybe did you get any question? I couldn't see.
Sorry, could you repeat, Merve?
I just asked for the, maybe you see another question that I didn't see, but I guess we just saw all of the questions and we answer all of them. So thank you everyone for joining our webinar. So as I mentioned, you can reach us for a short demo or some details about the regulation via email, but we have also and social media accounts like LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can always reach the announcement that for the upcoming regulations, also for the other countries in that accounts. So thank you for your time again. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Baktım daha yerde duman.